Happy Monday, my common sensocrats. It is November 1st, which means it is the day after Halloween. I know, I am sad about it too. But I hope you all had a wonderful Halloween weekend. I know I did. I dressed up as Poison Ivy, went to a party. It was a hit. I will say that. I'm very proud of myself. But, and of course, I love the other costumes I saw as well. And it was just a wonderful weekend. And even the day of Halloween, because the party was on Saturday and I had Halloween and, you know, did a big event that I will get into in a bit here later on this episode. So I went to a big event that we had in our district and then just took the rest of Halloween off. Just kind of had some candy, watched some horror films, even with It Chapter 2, and watched some football. You know, just watch some football just to like distract myself, because it's good to kind of, you know, chillax for a second, right? Now, with all of that done and all of the fun we all had, we are at November 1st, which means tomorrow is November 2nd. And what is November 2nd? Election Day. That's it. Yes. And if you don't know it's Election Day by now, especially with all the shenanigans that 2021 has brought us, then either you've never left your house since the beginning of all this vid, or you live so deep in a cave that you don't know what's happening. So with those two things, cool. Like, just to remind you all, it is Election Day, for those of you that don't know. So with that being said, in this episode, I'm going to get into, it's going to be a short episode, but I'm going to get into the why voting matters, a brief history of voting, and the things you should be voting for. And we will get into all of that. So with that, let's get into this voting episode, shall we? Have you felt the world has lost its mind? That people don't have common sense anymore? Don't fear. This Common Sensocrat is here and you're not alone. You may agree, disagree, or just want to listen. If you're always up for a good time with some humor and some real talk, then you are in the right place. I am going to update you all with the latest news in politics, culture, lifestyle, fashion, so much more. I am your host, Carrington Rowe, so gear up for the harshest truth, not the sweetest lie. Let's go. Before I get into why you should vote and why it's important to vote, I need to address an issue that I've recently encountered more and more because of the local elections coming up tomorrow. Now, everybody has their perception of what happened in November of 2020 with the elections, the presidential elections. I have my perception. I have my facts that I've gathered, and I've talked to people, experts, data experts, everything. I have my research down. So I have my side of what I've figured out in the November 2020 elections. But we have other people that don't believe it happened, and we have other people that just say, well, it could have, but oh well. Like, I could go into, let's just say this. I have enough data in my research that I could probably do a full episode, an hour plus long episode on the elections in November 2020. But I'm going to save that for another time, obviously, because right now we got to focus on tomorrow. This is why I'm doing this part right here, because people are telling me, so this is where I'm going to get to here, because of all the November 2020 shenanigans, right? I have people, of course, telling me, yeah, I'm going to vote. I'm excited. Woohoo. I'm like, great. Then we have the people that are not sure, and that's fine. I'm still like, but go vote. Do your research. You should vote. But then we have the people that tell, that say this in word for word, I will not vote until the election issues are resolved, because what's the point? My voice doesn't matter. And that is a very big mistake to make. If you decide not to vote just because of the big national election, that went all that all the shenanigans that went down that of November 2020, then guess what? The people involved in those shenanigans that caused them, they won. Just by you saying, screw it, I'm not going to go and vote. Then that means one extra vote for them. I mean, that is probably the most idiotic thing I've ever heard. Because then I'm like, then what's the point of us voting then? You're right. I mean, you know, it's like, well, fine, screw it. Then fine, I might as well not vote, and they might as well not vote, and fine, we'll just won't vote, you know? And I'm like, no. And of course, I'm being sarcastic when I say that. Because no matter what, you should vote, because the more people that go and vote, you're going against their system here. We have to make sure we overwhelm the system with our votes, because that is really the main way we get our voices heard. And to communicate with our neighbors, with our colleagues, with our, you have to really think about what you're saying when you say things like, well, I'm just not going to vote because my voice doesn't matter. That's where you're wrong. So with that, like I said, the more people that show up to the booth, the better chance we have. So this is why it matters. One of the reasons why it matters. But I'm going to get into the really main reasons why. It's very important to understand what you're voting about. Very important. Now in 2021, we've got a lot of things going down. We got a lot of cities and states. Gathered in the whole country, we have governor races, mayoral races. We have the big one, the school board races. And that's where your vote really needs to matter, right there. Because as you see, look at Virginia right now. That's what they're fighting for. They're fighting for our children's school, their education, of what's going on. And if it's happening in Virginia and it's happening in other places, well, then it's happening in the whole United States, which it is. And I'm in Cincinnati, Ohio, Forest Hills School District right now. So, and there have been shenanigans that have gone on. So this year's election just goes beyond, you know, what the nationals usually are, right? Like this is your local community. Because the question should be, what you ask yourself when you get to the booth is, what do I want my community to look like? And who is going to take care of the community? Who is going to take care of my kids' curriculum? Who's going to lower my taxes, right? There are so much more I'll get into here. And then some. So with your vote, that's your voice. Your vote is your voice on issues with housing, education, employment, healthcare, everything. With more, I mean, if you want higher taxes, well, that's silly, but okay, I guess you want higher taxes. Or that's why it's important to know who you vote for. That's why it's very important to know who you're voting for, because you're voting for what, in a way, what you want. So, and that's the thing with people that I get really frustrated with. It's like people are voting for people they know, and that's great, but do you even know what they're for? Do you even know what's going on? I mean, it's I get it, loyalty, I get it, but it's like at the end of the day, that's your moment between yourself and that piece of paper right in front of you. That is your moment. That is your voice. Take your time, really think it through. So let me get to just the few reasons why you need to make sure you're voting. So the elections have consequences. We've learned that through especially the past few years, right? Elections have consequences. That's my number one. That's why it's very important. So because you have the power. Hello, we the people have the power to decide of the quality of life you want for yourself and future generations. Voting is your chance to stand up for the issues you care about. You know, things like I said, local school districts, public transportation. Your life. Do you want to pay lower taxes? Yeah. Do you want better education for your kids? Yeah. Do you? I mean, that's the thing here. These are things you really have to factor in, because you're not only voting for your yourself here. You're voting, if you have children, you're voting for their future, and you're voting for their children's future as well. So really think these things through. And again, not voting is giving up your voice, right? Because the elections are decided by the people who go out and vote. So please, like I've been saying, take time, learn about the measures and the candidates. Because guess what? If you don't vote, someone else is going to make that decision for you. Because the power is in your vote. I cannot stress that enough. The power, your power is in your vote. Because again, your vote is your voice. So yes, that is crucial. Big time. Because you, that's what I'm saying. And also, if you don't vote, then you don't have a right to complain about things that didn't go the way you wanted them to. Because you decided not to vote. So there you go. Also, it's your money. Your money is another reason you need to factor in voting here. Because, hello, you pay taxes, right? And you don't really know how that money is being used? Well, most people don't. Let's be real. That's true. But voting is your chance to choose how your tax dollars are spent. Okay? You have to do your research on how that your district is spending your money. That is crucial as well. I mean, and also voting is an opportunity, you know, and I hate to sound cliche when I say this, but it's for change. Like, what do you want to see change? What have you been frustrated with? What have you been, like, in your community that you've noticed with your kids' school, with your, with local transportation, with everything? What have you been frustrated with? Okay. And plus, it's your community. So go. Make sure your voice is heard. Okay. Go vote. Because I will say this again. If you don't vote, then that's your voice lost and someone else makes a decision for you, which I don't think you really want. So if you don't vote, then you can't complain about how the community develops in the next 2 years. So, because that's on you. So if you don't vote, you don't get to complain. So sorry, not sorry. That's your choice. Hey, Common Sensocrats, make sure to subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Spotify, Google, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. I am also updating videos for my YouTube and Rumble channel, but definitely subscribe to those anyway. So hit that button that looks like a bell so you can immediately get notified when those videos are released. Like and follow on all of the social medias, Facebook, Twitter, and Getter. Instagram, TikTok, Telegram, and of course, follow me on commonsensocrats.locals.com. If you have any suggestions on topics that you want me to cover and or have any questions, don't hesitate to email common.sensocrat@gmail.com. And now, back to the show. I'm going to get into a brief historic timeline for you guys of how our voting rights have increased over the years. So this first one, and remember, before the lefties freak out on me, just think of the times we were in, okay? Just think of the times. In 1776, all white men who owned property have the right to vote, but they excluded Catholics, Jews, and Quakers. So yes, a lot of Jews and Catholics and Quakers were white. So they were pretty pissed off about that, I'm sure. In 1856, North Carolina became the last state to remove the restriction that prevents citizens who do not own property from voting. So now, all white men who are not convicted criminals can vote. Then in 1870, Congress ratifies the 15th Amendment, which guarantees all non-white men the right to vote. However, of course, this right was always denied through intimidation and imposition of poll taxes, which many could not pay at that time. Next up, women are granted the right to vote in 1920. Hello, 19th Amendment. We have the right to vote. And then finally, Native Americans can vote in 1924 when Congress granted full U.S. citizenship to all Native Americans via the Indian Citizenship Act. And this act declares all Indians who have not yet been granted citizenship through marriage, military service, treaties, or other specialized laws, and who were also born within the U.S. to be citizens, giving them the right to vote. However, many Native Americans continued to be denied the right to vote by states until 1948. Then the 1952 Immigration Act eliminates race as a basis for naturalization, enabling immigrants from Japan, China, and other Asian countries to become American citizens and therefore be allowed to vote. Earlier legislation, such as the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882, had banned Asians from immigrating to the U.S. Residents who live in the District of Columbia are granted the right to vote in 1961 by the 23rd Amendment. Poll taxes are prohibited by the 24th Amendment in 1964 to ensure no poor American is denied the right to vote because of an inability to pay. In 1965, the Voting Rights Act is signed by President Lyndon B. Johnson. This law eliminates election practices such as literacy tests that have been used to suppress voting by minorities. In 1971, Congress ratifies the 26th Amendment, which guarantees that all U.S. citizens who are 18 years old can vote. Previously, Americans had to be 21 years old to vote. Now, these next numbers I'm going to read for you here are kind of depressing because they go up and down so much. But it makes a lot of sense when you hear what the numbers really entail here. So even though the voting rights have been expanded, have expanded substantially over the years, many people do not execute their right to vote, which is really depressing. But beginning in the 1960s, and you heard my timeline, beginning in the 1960s, the percentage of people voting began to decrease. The 2000 presidential election attracted the most voters in years, over 54% of those 18 and older. The voting rate increased to over 60% in the 2004 election, with much of the increase attributed to younger Americans. More voters cast their votes in the 2008 election, which raised the voting rate to over 61%. This increase was due to votes from Hispanic, African American, and Asian voters. The voting rate dropped, however, in the 2012 presidential election when only 58.6% of eligible voters chose to vote. However, 2016 experienced another increase in participation when over 60% of eligible voters went to the polls to exercise their right to vote. Now, people provide many excuses for not voting, okay? But I notice this a lot too. I've noticed that people keep saying it's poor weather that it keeps them from going to the polls. But what's sad is that many people simply do not believe that his or her vote counts. But it does. Every single vote counts because your vote equals your voice. For some reason, we lost that along the way. But see, when you keep and I hate to say this, I think a couple of these that I read in my historic timeline should have been, a little limited here. Like, because now, hell, there are women property owners. I mean, but didn't live during that time. I'm grateful that I get to vote. I'm happy because, these people... people literally fought and died for our right to vote. So, guys, let's vote for them. Vote for them. Like, vote in honor of them because they fought for our right to vote. I mean, that's the most important thing. It's like they would be very disappointed to hear the numbers I just read. Because they're probably thinking, I did not fight and die so they could just sit on their ass and not vote. We literally handed it to you after we fought and died and all this stuff. We literally, here it is for you. We got it for you. Now, do it. We the people have the power to do this. It's our voice. So go vote, please. I'm begging you. They'd be begging you. Okay? So again, I'm going to wrap this up here. And this is, it's like this. If you don't, again, I'm going to say this another time. I'm going to keep saying this over and over again, even past the elections. I'm going to keep saying it. If you don't vote, not only is your voice lost and it's taken by somebody else. If you don't vote, then don't complain when you see something that you don't like. And then it's like, well, you chose not to vote because you could have prevented this from happening. You could have been the one of, you could be, in a way, I told somebody this the other day, you could be that one that could have helped swing it the other way. Just remember that. You could have been the one vote that could have helped swing it the other way. But instead, you chose to sit at home and sit this one out. So, go vote, please. Tomorrow is a very important day. Every election day is a very important day. But this one in particular, with the times we're in right now, you have to vote. Just do your research. Know what you're voting on. And just no excuses. No excuses at all. Get your ass to the poll. Okay? Okay. As always, I wrap up my episodes with a quote. I'm not telling you it's going to be easy. I'm telling you it's going to be worth it. Art Williams. Go vote. It's worth way more than anything in your life to go vote. You may not think it is, but believe me, your vote matters. So go vote, because your vote is your voice. So go vote, and good luck to all of the candidates. Good luck to the poll workers. Good luck to the volunteers. Because it is going to be a long day for all of us. And then we will be just the, when November 3rd comes around. And then we'll be taking a rest day, I'm sure. So, until next time, my common sensocrats, bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you liked what you heard, don't forget to subscribe and rate 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts. I need to spread the word as much as possible about this podcast, and you all are such a big help for that. So thank you so much, and I look forward to you all to listen to the next episode.